Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Dr. Susan Wood, a former FDA Assistant Commissioner for Women's Health. She's an Associate Professor of Health Policy and of Environmental and Occupational Health and the Executive Director of the Jacobs Institute of Women's Health at George Washington University School of Public Health and Health Services. Welcome to Background Briefing, Dr. Susan Wood.
Thank you very much. Delighted to be here.
And it does seem that this is suddenly becoming a huge political issue. The White House's call for contraceptive services being available to employees of institutions affiliated with religious organizations. And now not only are the Republican presidential campaign candidates weighing in, the head of the Republican head of the Senate, Mitch McConnell, and now John Boehner has joined in the cry, saying that this attack by the federal government on religious freedom in our country cannot stand and will not stand. What is this attack on religious freedom that they're talking about, Dr. Wood?
Well, I would like to talk about this in slightly different terms, because I think there's a broad misunderstanding or deliberate framing of this as an attack on religious freedom when it's not that at all, for several reasons. One is, what we are talking about is insurance coverage. Not a single Catholic doctor or Catholic hospital will have to actually provide contraception to anyone. This is just saying that as an employer, they need to provide the comprehensive insurance that they provide, that is going to be provided to everyone who has employer-sponsored insurance under health care reform. And one of the wonderful things about health care reform is that it is changing and putting some standards on health insurance, particularly in the area of prevention, that preventive services of all kinds, whether it's for women, pap smears and mammograms, or whether it's vaccines for kids, or whether it's colonoscopies or other screening services, that these are now to be provided by all insurance companies. They are to be provided looking for prevention is good. And one of those preventive services that is to be covered by all insurance companies is contraception. Now, this is one of the benefits that actually saves money and can lower a premium for the employer who's purchasing a group health insurance plan. And it's compensation for the employees, like your paycheck, and the employee and their physicians decide what health care they need, whether it's care for cardiovascular disease or prevention or cancer prevention, or whether it's contraception. And so employees are allowed to spend their paychecks on contraception, and they similarly, this is just insurance coverage. It's not asking any Catholic employer to cover it. And one also has to worry a bit about the slippery slope. There are many religions that have objections to particular services. Jehovah's Witness don't believe in blood transfusions or organ transplants. Christian Scientists don't believe in interacting with the health system much at all. They still will have to provide their employees health insurance that covers a blood transfusion, and I think they should. And I don't think we should be saying the employer gets to say what their conscience has to say about something more than the individual themselves in deciding what medical care or health care they want to use.
Well, Dr. Susan Wood, I'm trying to get a handle on whose freedom is being violated here. A vocal minority, a religious minority, who want to impose their values on the broader population, or the notion that most people, the majority of the people, want these services. So, I mean,
absolutely. About 98% of women use contraception at one point in their lives or another, and that is equally true of Catholic women as it is of non-Catholic women, as it is to evangelical women. And we also know in recent polls that Catholic individuals believe that their health insurance should cover contraception. So this is not the Catholic people. It is a bit of the Catholic hierarchy being upset that that there will be greater access across the board for everyone for contraception, yet they are still free as a religious organization to urge their parishioners not to use contraception, but it's up to those individuals themselves whether or not they want to plan their families and to use contraception. And it should not be your employer who tells you what kind of health insurance you have. If we're talking about actually money saving, particularly, this is not going to cost them any more. It may actually save money if you're providing contraceptive coverage.
Again, I'm speaking with Dr. Susan Wood, a former FDA Assistant Commissioner for Women's Health. She is Associate Professor of Health Policy and of Environmental and Occupational Health and the Executive Director of the Jacobs Institute for Women's Health at George Washington University School of Public Health and Health Services. So it clearly then it makes more sense, doesn't it, that a minority should have the right to opt out on religious grounds, but their dogma should not penalize the majority. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Well, yes, absolutely. And it's not even the thinking of the individual of majority and minority. It's if you think of as an employer telling that individual employee, whether it's the teacher or the nurse or the custodian, or the accountants or anyone who is working for them, that they get to decide something about something as important in someone's life as whether or not they will use contraception and plan their families. It is not the employer's business, no matter what their religious affiliation, to say what it is their employee gets. Now, I will note there is an exception written into this rule for churches themselves. So a church organization, and so in that case, perhaps the church secretary or church custodian or church accountant who works directly for a religious organization will not get the protection that the Affordable Care Act provides. They will, in fact, lose this coverage if their employer objects. But what we're talking about in this case are those religiously affiliated. They are serving the public like a hospital. They are employing people from the general public like a hospital or a university or a Catholic charity organization. They don't have a religious litmus test for who they hire or who they serve. And it's those people, their employees, who are the ones who deserve the same benefits from the Affordable Care Act to get good preventive services and to have access to contraception if they want to be planning their families. They are the ones who should not be denied the same benefits that everyone else just because they happen to work for a Catholic affiliated organization.
Well, it is it's very puzzling, and of course the New York Times has an article in Wednesday's paper speculating about why it is in such a bad economy that economic issues don't dominate the presidential race so much as the social issues. You've had the overturning of the Proposition 8 in California. You've had the Komen Foundation severing ties with Planned Parenthood and then repairing them, although there's still some acrimony there, I believe. It feels as though we've had the perennial argument about abortion, which has certainly dominated our politics for decades, but it feels like where a whole new front is being opened up with contraception now as a second assault, if you will. Does that strike you as being odd and or perhaps even atavistic?
Well, I think part of it is, I think, the realization by the public, certainly in the area of the debate over Planned Parenthood, that in fact there is an attack on contraception going on. It's not new, really. It's been going on for some time. It's just moving to the fore and very public voices like the political campaigns and members of Congress are taking it up and talking about it out loud and trying to take action on it. You know, I'm not a politician, so I can't really know why this is happening, but perhaps it's because, you know, it's hard to solve the economic problems, and it's easier to talk about something that is that some people consider controversial. My position over many years, over the arguments around emergency contraception and around access to birth control, is that, in fact, it's not that controversial. There is so much agreement in the United States among individuals of all religious walks that contraception is a good thing and it's not controversial. But unfortunately, our politicians, and certainly here where I sit, which is inside the Washington Beltway, family planning and contraception have always been a hot-button topic. But I think out in the real world, out in the United States and other parts of the world, but certainly across the United States, contraception itself is not as controversial in that people use contraception, they do plan their families, and they recognize that making access to contraception easier for couples will help people prevent unintended pregnancies and ultimately prevent the need for abortions. So it really is a common ground kind of thing. But it's easier to debate it on television and to raise the specter of things that aren't really true as part of a true distraction from some of the important things going on in this country.
Well, Dr. Susan Wood, you're a health professional. I certainly don't mean to put you on the spot and ask you to be a political pundit here. But you are also a woman, and there's something going on there as well. Just what prior to this becoming a political issue and contraception now being a new political argument, albeit an old one, revived. In the White House itself, when they were deliberating about this rule, apparently the women in the White House, Catherine Sebelius, who's by the way Catholic, head of Health and Human Services, along with Valerie Jarrett and Nancy Ann DePaul, the Deputy Chief of Staff, apparently were on one side arguing in favor of this rule, and on the other side you had the Catholic men, Vice President Biden, William Daley, who was up until recently the Chief of Staff, and Dennis McDonough, the Deputy National Security Advisor, which is somewhat odd since health is hardly the purview of the National Security Advisor. So something...
Well, I think, you know, women know that this is who is going to benefit the most. Women who have to pay out of pocket $30 or more every month or don't have access to some of the long-acting contraception because that would cost $500 or $600 for an IUD or other methods. This is a real pocketbook issue for American women, and it's something that, you know, millions of American women face every month. And this is a benefit that's going to directly benefit them. So I think the understanding of how this is going to be a direct benefit, not just in providing contraception, but then helping women prevent those unintended pregnancies. Women are the ones who are going to experience that and know the benefit of preventing that. And it's not a hard sell to most women to say, if contraception is going to be covered under your health insurance, won't that be a good thing? And I think everyone gets that really quickly and are less concerned about the political machinations and the reaction of the Catholic bishops. which because it is that it is not, and I'll go back to it, it's not the Catholic women who are objecting here. It's at a much higher level in the Catholic hierarchy, and I think they're using the power of the pulpit, and that's very powerful indeed. But hopefully, I think most people recognize that what we're talking about is insurance coverage and an employee benefit, and we're talking about prevention. And this is going to be a very, very popular benefit for, you know, Catholic women as well as non-Catholic women and employees of Catholic-related organizations. And I should point out that this is not as new as the Catholic bishops make out. There are 28 states in the United States that have mandates on contraceptive coverage. And there are Catholic-affiliated organizations that are providing contraceptive coverage under state law. And I think that we need to realize that they are creating a firestorm, and they're being very successful at creating that firestorm, but the reality on the ground is that it's not a new type of policy, and it's not something, it's not some dramatic change in the direction that this country's been going in for some time.
Well, just in closing, Dr. Susan Wood, the way these arguments have been working out lately are very peculiar, in as much as the Komen Foundation cutting off funds to Planned Parenthood, and prior to that, we almost had a shutdown of the entire U.S. government. The issue of funding Planned Parenthood came up there again.
Right.
So
right.
You have this weird impulse to go after a health provider that actually was doing cancer screening for poor women, and I just don't understand the mechanism of cutting off, of punishing people's entire holistic health situation because of a social position on a hot button social issue.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I mean, I think one thing, the good news that came out of the sort of back and forth between Komen and Planned Parenthood and their decisions on whether to fund them or not fund them, the reaction that generated across the United States, I hope, gives some pause to those who are attacking contraception, because we could see that there was a sort of a sleeping giant of people who are not involved in the politics around abortion or reproductive health, but who care deeply about women's health, about cancer prevention, and don't want to see the places where women go to get their holistic health care, everything from, you know, contraception to breast cancer care. You know, they don't want to see them attacked, and they reacted quite strongly. It was quite the reaction, and it showed that people do care about women's health and do care about protecting places like Planned Parenthood that provide services to young women, to women without health insurance, to women who don't have any other place to go for health care, and people are defending that. And I think that's a good sign as well.
Well, I thank you so much for joining us here today, Dr. Susan Wood.
My pleasure.
Again, I've been speaking with Dr. Susan Wood, who's a former FDA Assistant Commissioner for Women's Health. She is Associate Professor of Health Policy and of Environmental and Occupational Health and the Executive Director of the Jacobs Institute of Women's Health at George Washington University School of Public Health and Health Services. We're going to take a brief station break, and we'll be back talking about a possible war with Iran and how it will impact election politics here in the United States.